May 我们一同来读主的话。
Brothers and sisters, let's read God's word together.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
我们从第三节开始读。
We'll start reading from verse 3.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father,So we too might walk in newness of life.
原是叫我们预计一动有新生的样式。
Sorry, so we too might walk in newness of life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
第五节。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Verse 5, For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
这个第六节。
Verse 6,
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
哥林多后书第五章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
我们再读一下，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
We'll read this again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
我们记得在加拉太书、以弗所书、哥罗西书里面
，We know that in Galatians, Ephesians, and Colossians,
保罗也用到这个新人。新造的人
Paul also speaks of this new man, this new creation.
脱去旧人，穿上新人
To put aside the old things and to put on the new man.
所以今天我们感谢赞美主，有七位弟兄姊妹要受浸。
So we thank the Lord that we have seven brothers and sisters who have decided to be baptized.
见证神的救恩，他们被从世界分别出来，从罪恶里面分别出来，拯救出来，得到这个。永远的生命
to testify of the Lord's salvation to choose to be separated out of this world and to be saved by the Lord
那么我们刚刚读到的圣经说这是一个新造的人
so we just read that in the Bible that this is a new creature
今天我们想在短短的时间里头我们交通一下什么叫新生的样式
so in the short time we want to share on what is this new creature
或者说往后怎样能够活出这个新生的样式
Or from this point onwards, how we can live a life as this new creature.
今天我们弟兄姊妹受浸以后
So today, after brothers and sisters are baptized,
你从水里上来
You go under the water.
感谢赞美主
Praise and thank the Lord.
往后你走上了一条 生命的道路
And now you've begun this step of the spiritual path.
你走在一条属天的道路上
You're walking this heavenly path
或者说你开始过一个基督徒的生活
Or to say now you begin this normal Christian life
那么我要问你
So now
我们前面有五位的年轻人
So now I want to ask you there's five young individuals before me
你明天早晨起来
Tomorrow morning when you wake up
你说这个游戏我不再玩了
You'll say, this game, I'll not play it anymore.
明天早上起来
Tomorrow morning,
我以前所有这些我所喜欢的一些嗜好不好的嗜好我都把它丢掉了
All the old things that are not good for me, I'm going to throw them away.
我们这个成人的这个姊妹们,
and those of us who are more mature,
明天早晨起来以后,
tomorrow morning when I wake up,
我就是一个新人了,
I'm going to be a new person.
我们夫妻从此不再吵架,
I will not fight with my spouse anymore.
我们从此以后甜甜蜜蜜的,
so from this day forward, it will be sweet.
相亲相爱,
full of love.
我们白头到了。
It's like a honeymoon.
Not the honeymoon,
until we have gray hairs.
弟兄姊妹在主里面少一点年日之道。
Brothers and sisters who are more advanced know this.
这个机会很小。
That this opportunity is very
为什么?
Slim. Why?
因为基督徒的生活是生命的道路。
Because the life of the Christian is the spiritual walk.
这不是一个宗教,
it's not a teaching.
不是一个礼仪,
it's not a philosophy.
我明天早上起来,
tomorrow morning,
我立志我要把这个game溃掉,
I determined in my mind to quit this game.
不是靠你立志,
it's not by your own strength.
乃是靠着你,
but it's by the life of the Lord within you.
所以我们要说一下,
so we want to say,
一个人为什么受浸?
Why does one get baptized?
因为他得救了。
Because he's saved.
一个人为什么受浸?
Why does one get baptized?
因为他认识主耶稣。
Because he comes to know the Lord Jesus.
因为他重生得救了。
Because he's been born again.
不是说他受浸以后他成为基督徒。
It's not after he's baptized that he becomes a Christian.
基督徒是关乎生命的事情。
The Christian life is a matter of a Christian walk. It's a matter of life.
约翰福音三章里头,
John chapter 3,
我们记得尼哥底母来找耶稣,
we remember that Nicodemus went to search for Jesus.
他很敬虔的心来耶稣面前求问,
and he came earnestly seeking to ask the Lord.
他说三章这个一到三节那里, 他说拉比啊,
he says, Rabbi,
我们知道你是从神那里来做教师的,
we know that you have come from God as a teacher.
因为你所做的这些神迹, 若没有神同在, 无人能做。
For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
我们知道耶稣怎么回答。
So we know how did the Lord Jesus respond.
耶稣回答说, 我实实在在地告诉你。
Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you,
人若不重生,
unless one is born again,
就不能进神的国,
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不重生,
unless one is born again,
就不能进神的国,
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母,
Nicodemus,
他看耶稣是教师,
he saw the Lord Jesus as a rabbi.
什么是教师?
What is a rabbi?
教师就是教导人。
A rabbi is someone who teaches.
教导人学习,
teaches someone to study.
教导人道理,
teach someone the doctrine.
学生就学,
and the student learns.
但是耶稣怎么回答?
But how did Jesus respond?
耶稣回答的是说, 人若不重生,
but Jesus responded, unless one is born again,
就不能进神的国,
you cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母问的问题是外面的问题。
So Nicodemus asked an outside question.
尼哥底母问的是, 不是里面的事情。
Nicodemus didn't ask a question from the inside.
尼哥底母问的是道理的问题。
The question that Nicodemus asked was a question of principle, teaching.
耶稣要说的是里面的事情。
But what Jesus is speaking of is an inside matter.
是关乎人的生命的事情。
It relates to the life of a man.
今天很多人,
today, many people,
我们说, 哎呀, 基督教的道理很好。
We'll say, oh, the teaching of Christians is very good.
哎, 我的父母也是基督徒。
My parents are Christians.
哎, 你看很多基督徒真是, 做得蛮好。
And a lot of Christians, they conduct themselves very well.
所以我也应该成为基督徒。
So then I also want to become a Christian.
哎, 他读圣经。
They read the Bible.
哎呦, 蛮有道理。
And it has a lot of good teaching.
哎, 基督也是好人。
And Christians seem to be good people.
哎, 基督教里面确实很多, 道理, 教人怎样做好人。
And Christian doctrine has a lot of teachings that teach how to be a good person.
所以, 我也去成为基督徒。
So I also want to be a Christian.
哎，我也读圣经。
And I also want to read the Bible.
甚至我也祷告。
And I also pray.
哎，我也能够去聚会。
And I also want to attend church.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
照着主的话。
According to God's word.
这是里面的事情。
This is an inside matter.
基督徒生活是从里面开始。
The Christian life begins within.
所以弟兄姊妹一起步。
So, brothers and sisters, when together,
我们巴不得今天一开始
from the very,
受浸，我们特别我们年轻的弟兄姊妹今天开始受浸。
From the very start, those brothers and sisters who have decided to be baptized,
我们盼望在主的话里面有一些彼此的劝勉。
We hope that these are words of encouragement for you.
我们要看见往后这条路。
We have to see that the path before us
是里面的道路。
Is a walk of inner life.
你是从羊的门进来的。
You enter through the door as a lamb.
你是从生命的门进来的。
You enter through the gates of life.
是从主耶稣这里来的。
You enter through the Lord Jesus.
我们不是外面的门进来的，不是别的宗教的门。
We do not enter from the outer door. We do not enter from the door of religion.
特别盼望我们年轻弟兄姊妹。
Specifically for the young brothers and sisters.
我们求圣灵帮助我们。
We ask that the Holy Spirit would help us.
让里面碰到这个点。
So that we would touch upon this point.
让我们里面摸到这个点。
So that we would.Really grasp this point.
所以明天早上你起来。
So tomorrow morning when you wake up.
哎，你说 ，Daddy, Mommy 啊。
I say, Dad, Mom.
怎么我这个游戏我还在想玩
？Why is it that I still want to play this game?
我跟你说不奇怪。
I'll say it's not strange at all.
因为你旧人还是势力很大。
Because your old man is still very great within you.
你有新的生命。
You have this new life.
你开始问这个问题。
When you first ask this question.
你说我有一个盼望
，They say I have this hope.
哎呀，我希望把这个游戏给它溃掉。
I hope to get rid of this desire to play this game.
但是你说我做不到。
But you say I can't do it though.
这是好的开始。
This is a good start.
这是你的里面有一个东西，有一个生命。
This is a life within you.
这是你的里面有人向你说话。
This is.Someone within you speaking to you.
有圣灵在里面说话。
The Holy Spirit is speaking to you.
你里面有一个新的主人。
You have a new Lord, new master.
以后你就听这个主人在你里面说话。
And then you begin to listen to the master within you.
或许你的母亲跟你讲话。
Or your parents may speak to you.
他以前讲话你觉得很啰嗦。
You used to think they were annoying when they would talk to you.
你说还是这一套。
The same old thing.
啊，不要再玩游戏了。
Oh, always telling me not to play games.
哎，但是第二天早晨。
But then the next morning.
哎，母亲又讲了。
Your parent might say again.
哎，你听上去好像感觉不一样。
But then when you receive the same words, it comes across differently to you.
对，今天你妈妈还是讲同样的话。
Your mom says the exact same words.
但是碰到你里头了。
But this time when it touches within you.
什么叫里头？
What does this mean within or inside of you?
你里面有一个新的生命。
It means that within you there's a new life.
你是一个新造的人。
You are a new man, a new creation.
这是一个宝贝。
This is very precious.
主要住在你里头。
The Lord wants to live in you.
圣灵内住在你里头。
And the Holy Spirit abides in you.
引导你，教导你，往后的日子你怎么过。
To lead you and to teach you how to walk your days.
往后你怎么过一个基督徒的生活。
To how to live a normal Christian life.
不再是靠着你自己。
No longer depending on yourself.
不再是你写多少规条。
No longer doesn't depend on how much you can write.
靠着你里头的那位做主的。
But it all depends on how much you obey and heed the voice of the one who is within you.
靠着那位在里面向你说话的。
To trust and depend on the voice of the one who speaks within you.
因为他在你里面是在生命里头来带领你。
Because he is the one that leads your life, the one who is abiding in you.
因为主耶稣他说我来了。
Because the Lord Jesus says that I've come.
是要叫人得生命。
I come to give life.
而且还得的更丰盛。
And to give life abundantly.
所以我们基督的生活是从重生开始。
So the Lord Jesus is a life of a new beginning.
我们再说不是从外面做。
Not from the outside.
乃是从里头开始，从里面做的。
But it starts from within.
接下来我们要说往后的路。
Following, we want to touch on the days ahead.
你进入了基督的学校。
You've entered the school of Christ.
你要学习。
You need to study.
这个学校的老师是谁？
Who's the teacher in the school?
圣灵。
It's the Holy Spirit.
神的话。
God's word.
从这明天开始。
From tomorrow.
你过一个新的生活。
You begin a new life.
你要照着圣灵在你里头引导。
You have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
来爱慕渴慕主的话。
To love and thirst after God's word.
因为你成长的路。
Because on this path of maturity.
因为你往后的前面的路。
Because the path before you.
往后你走的这条十字架的道路。
And this way of the cross that you need to walk.
你必须有主的话。
You need to have God's word.
你必须有圣灵把主的话启示在你里头。
You need to have the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我们再说，不是你背诵一些教条。
It's not just a matter of receiving teaching.
而是主的话借着圣灵启示在你里头。
But it's a matter of the Lord's word by revelation, through the working of the Holy Spirit within you.
让主的话在你里面成为活的。
So that God's word would be living.
成为你的生命。
And that word would become your life.
因为主说我的话就是灵。
Because God has, because the Lord has said that my word is life.
就是生命。
And life.
所以盼望
resurrection and life.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹一起头。
So, brothers and sisters, we hope that as we begin this journey together,
抓住这个点,
to grab onto this point,
珍惜爱慕主的话,
to truly love God's word,
渴慕主的话,
to thirst after God's word.
基督学校里面第一件事情你要做的,
that's the first thing you need to do in the school of Christ.
你要像跟弟兄姊妹一同来学, 在主里面来学,
you need to learn together with brothers and sisters, you need to learn before the Lord.
第二件事情,
the second point,
要有祷告的生活。
You need to have a life of prayer.
就像刚才我举的例子。
Just like the example I mentioned before.
你在主面前。
Before the Lord.
你说主啊。
You say Lord.
我怎么又想去玩这个游戏呢？
Why is it that I want to play this game again?
求你帮我。
May you please help me.
求你拯救我。
May you save me.
求你救我脱离这个捆绑。
May you rescue me out of this bondage.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是小事。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a small thing.
我今年7月22号我进香港。
This year, on July 22nd, I went to Hong Kong.
大概是第二天第三天有一个全球风靡的游戏叫 Pokemon Go, 是吧登陆香港。
And maybe just two or three days while I was in Hong Kong, there's this game called Pokemon Go.
然后全城疯了。
And it's like the whole city went nuts.
不但是小朋友嘞。
Not just little kids.
成年人。
But adults.
接下来疯到台湾。
And it,became so contagious it got to Taiwan as well.
一条街的人
The street of people
就这么大人小孩
from young to old
拿着个手机
holding their phones
就在街上这么
and just walking around on the street with the phones
游荡
just, you know, wandering around.
我心里面在想有句中国话形容最好的
and in my heart I was thinking and I think a Chinese proverb captures it best.
这话真的很真实叫鬼迷心窍ghost.
It's like a ghost controls them. Possessed by the devil.
Yeah. 鬼迷心窍这个话。
It's like they're possessed by the devil.
年轻朋友们小孩子们知道吗
The young children may know this.
大人一样啊。
Same with adults as well.
你看见这个现象背后你知道吗
And when you look at your surroundings, you'll observe.
这个这一切现象的背后是谁
？That who's behind all these things?
谁在笑
？Who's smiling?
神的仇敌在笑。
God's enemy is smiling.
这是一个罪恶的一个权势。
And he is the prince of this world.
基督徒
，Christians，
你只要有点属灵的眼光
，As long as you have some the spiritual eyes，
你看看今天这个世界发生的事情
，And you see the things happening around you in this world。
你看到有一个邪恶的势力
You'll see that there is an evil behind it.
而且越来越狡猾
And it gets worse and worse.
我碰到一些成年人不是成年人了老人了
I've come across some elderly people.
六十几岁
In their 60s.
哎我说你怎么也玩这个呢
And I'll ask them, you play this game as well?
哎他说很有意思啊
They're like, oh, it's a lot of fun.
然后接下来呢
And then?
他还有一个借口他说我跟我孙子玩呢
And say, oh, I play with my grandson.
Anyway, 这个事情让提醒我们基督徒。
Anyway, this incident reminds us as Christians.
所有今天发生在你我周边的事情，
that everything that happens around us，
这些邪恶的事情，
these evil things，
我们如果没有主的话教导我们，
if we don't have God's word to teach us，
我们如果没有属灵的眼光，
and if we don't have the spiritual eyes，
我们一样会同流合污，
the same thing will be led astray，
我们一样没有分辨能力。
And we will not have the ability to exercise spiritual discernment.
因为你说没关系嘛。
Because like, oh, it doesn't matter.
不过是好玩一下吧。
It's just for fun.
这也不是什么 big deal.
It's not a big deal.
但是
But
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
年轻弟兄姊妹
Young brothers and sisters
他要来控制你
He wants to control you.
他要控制你的时间。
He wants to control your time.
他要控制你的生命。
He wants to control your life.
他控制你的行为。
He wants to control the way you conduct yourself.
他要控制你的思想。
He wants to control your thinking.
让你怎么样？
So that why?
离开主。
So that you would be depart from the Lord.
不再读主的话。
That you would no longer read God's word.
没有兴趣读主的话。
To no longer have a desire to read God's word.
把你时间给你占据。
To consume all your time.
让你忙忙碌碌
so that you'll be busy.
你已经够忙了
You're already busy enough.
再把不断的东西加给你，你我
But then he'll continue to add more things onto you, you and me.
让我你我们一个清净的心来追求主
So that both you and I will not have that peace within us to pursue the Lord.
所以祷告
So pray.
是你们第二个生活
Prayer is the second important thing.
主来帮你
Christian walk, that God would help
us,
that God would save you,
让主的话来点火
that God's word would kindle that fire within your heart,
求主的话来照亮你
that God's word would shine his light into your heart,
照亮你的每一天每一步
that his word would be a lamp before your feet every day.
我们想到的交通几点哈，我想到的就是还有一个
I want to share on a few other points, another point.
实际上这个点是每个基督徒一开始起步神就呼召的哈。
And this is something that God calls every brother and sister.
这个在出埃及记里面。
This is in Exodus.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter
3. 十二节那里。
Verse 12.
摩西问神说。
Moses asked God.
他说我算什么。
He says.
能去见法老。
Who am I to be able to go to Pharaoh?
叫他把你的百姓释放出来。
That I should bring the sons of Israel out.
那么神回答他说。
And God responds and says,
我必与你同在。
Certainly, I will be with you.
你将百姓从埃及领出来之后。
When you have brought the people out of Egypt,
你们必在这山上侍奉我。
You shall worship God at this mountain.
这就是我打发你去的证据。
And this shall be the sign to you.
所以神第一次呼召他的百姓，拯救他百姓出来，为了什么？
So what was the purpose that God brought his people out?
为了侍奉神。
To worship God.
所以你我今天蒙召了。
So today we are called.
你我得到这个恩典了。
We have received grace.
我们不是说我们来聚聚会就行了。
It's not just we come to church and that's it.
神在我们的身上是有计划的。
In our life, God has a plan for each and every one of us.
有那个荣耀的那个旨意和目的。
There is a glorious will and purpose to God's plan. 在你我
每一个蒙召的人身上。
For each and every one of us who are called by God.
所以今天我们蒙召出来，第一个事情是侍奉他。
So the first thing when we're called out to God is to worship Him.
在十九章的时候，出埃及记十九章。
In Exodus chapter 19, it says something similar.
那里说到。
There it says.
第四节
Verse 4
我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我
You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself
如今你们若实在听从我的话遵守我的约就要在万民中做属我的子民
Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples.
好，因为全地都是我的。第六节。
For all the earth is mine, verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度。 为圣洁的果民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
好，主的话在这里清楚向我们说到。
So God's word clearly tells us.
他显召他的百姓。
He calls his people.
拯救我们从罪恶中出来。
He saves us out of darkness.
是为着来侍奉他。
For the purpose of serving and worshiping him.
让我们这帮人成为一个祭司的国度。
So that we as a people would be a kingdom of priests.
侍奉神，代表神。
To worship,
见证神。
To worship God, to be witnesses and a testimony for God.
所以你我今天。
So today you and I.
你蒙恩得救受洗。
After you're saved by grace and are baptized.
你从世界被分别出来。
You've been separated out of this world.
你从大海里面被救到船上来。
You've been saved out of the sea and onto the boat.
不是因为你好。
Not because you are good.
不是因为你在水里游泳游得比别人好。
Not because you're a better swimmer than others.
今天你被拯救上来。
The reason you've been saved onto this boat.
是完全是恩典。
It's all purely grace.
因着你相信。
Because you believed.
你今天得着这救恩。
And you received the salvation.
所以我们从起步的时候我们就看到。
So from the very beginning we see this.
你确实恩典。
It's all grace.
往后的走路。
The future days ahead of us.
也是恩典。
All grace.
往后的走路。
And the future paths.
我们也要靠神的怜悯。
Also, we depend on God's mercy.
一面我们要在主里面学习。
On one hand, we need to learn before the Lord.
一面我们真是求神在祷告中求他恩典怜悯我们。
On the other hand, we need to pray to God for His grace and mercy to be on us.
让我们真是一开始我们的路就走得好。
So that from the very start, we would walk correctly before the Lord.
让我们一开始就有一个心智。
That we would have this heart.
我们这些人已经从死里出死入生了。
Because we have been saved out of death and into life.
我们这些人今天已经得着基督的宝贝的生命。
And we have received this precious life of Christ.
就像保罗所说的。
Just like Paul says.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的。
And it is no longer I who live.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面。
But Christ lives in me.
我们再说，这是生命的事情。
And this is a matter of spiritual principle.
这是生命的道路。
This is the spiritual path.
我们还有点时间。
We still have some time.
还有一个点，我们还可以交通一下。
Another point that we can fellowship on.
一面我们说怎样叫侍奉神呢
？On one hand, we can talk about how to serve God.
我们要有教会的生活。
We need to have church life.
我们从神的家开始。
Starting with the family of God.
我们在神的家开始学习侍奉。
That in the house of God we can begin to learn how to serve.
属灵的侍奉。
The spiritual worship.
事物上也是侍奉。
And
service
is also a spiritual.
比如说你们年轻人，我看你们在厨房有服侍。
For example, the young people have services in the kitchen.
你们做清洁。
You do cleaning.
你们做侍琴。
You play the piano.
等等。
Etc.
都是侍奉。
These are all services.
神要借着各样的服侍。
God wants to use various services.
来炼净我们这个人。
To train us.
你在各样的服事里头。
In all the various services.
你一定有碰碰撞撞，对不对？
You'll have.
一定有不同的意见。
Yeah, everyone have different opinions.
你想这样做。
You may want to do it this way.
Newson 想这样做。
Newson may want to do it this way.
Kurt 要这样做。
And Kurt may want to do it that way.
Ryan 要走那个方向，对不对？
And Ryan wants to go a different way.
所以你们两个就开始有点不同意见，对不对？
So then everyone has their different opinions, right?
不要紧。
Don't worry.
把头低下来。
Just bow your heads.
我们一同祷告。
And pray together.
我们一同学习。
Let's learn together.
一定发生的。
This will definitely happen.
Yeah. 我们这个年纪还在学。
Even at this age, we're still learning this.
天天都要学。
It's a daily learning.
所以主说，天天背起他的十字架来跟从他。
So that's why the Lord says that we should daily take up our cross.
Yeah. 若有人要跟从我。
That if anyone wants to follow after me,
就要否定自己。
Then you need to deny yourself.
天天背起他十字架跟从我。
You need to take up your cross daily and follow after
me. 所以你们一起步。
So from the very start,
我们盼望把这些不是道理的，是神的话。
We want to share that this is not just truth, but this is God's word.
神的真理。
God's truth.
我们盼望交通在弟兄姊妹面前。
We hope to share this before brothers and sisters.
我们往前走的时候
，so that as we move forward,
我们有方向。
We can lay things down.
圣灵引导我们。
That the Holy Spirit would descend upon us.
我们有主的话。
That we would have God's word.
成为我们脚前的灯。
To be the lamp before our feet.
成为我们路上的光。
To be the light before our path.
那指引我们往前走。
And only in that way can we walk forward.
还有一个点我们还可以交通。
Another point we can touch on.
开始传福音。
Start preaching the gospel.
学习开始传福音。
Start learning to preach the gospel.
你碰到你的同学。
When you meet your classmates.
你碰到了你邻居。
When you meet your neighbors.
你碰见你的熟人。
When you meet your
熟人。朋友。
Your friends.
Yeah. 你对人要有兴趣。
You need to have an interest in them.
是的，你以前很内向。
Before you may be standoffish.
哎呀，我不喜欢交朋友。
I don't want to make friends.
我不喜欢这个人。
I don't like this person.
我也不喜欢那个人。
And I don't like that person.
啊，我自己看书就好了。
As long as I just read my book, that's I'm content.
记住，你今天是新造的人。
But remember, you're a new creation now.
今天开始。
From this day forward.
你要在主面前学习。
You need to learn before the Lord.
你要学习爱人。
You need to learn to love your neighbor.
是你里头来的。
That comes from within.
是主的爱催促你。
And it is.The love of Christ that compels you.
是主的爱激励你。
It's the love of Christ that drives you.
因为我被从罪恶里面救出来了。
Because I've been saved out of sin.
我在黑暗里头进入光明了。
I've been transferred from darkness into light.
我本来是下地狱的材料。
I was a vessel destined for wrath and destruction.
今天我得着神儿子的生命。
But now I have the life of God's Son.
这个同学没有生命，没有得。
But this student does not have this life of God.
这个邻居没有得着。
And this neighbor is not saved.
主的爱激励你。
And the love of Christ should compel you.
让你里头愿意跟他接触。
So that you would go and fellowship with him.
你去跟他说话。
That you would talk to him.
你去跟他传福音。
That you would share the gospel with him.
你去跟他见证你得着的生命。
That you would testify of the life within you.
你我每一个人都是见证人。
All of us are witnesses.
每一个蒙召出来都是见证主的生命。
All of us saved by grace are witnesses to the grace of God.
所以盼望我们的弟兄姊妹。
So I exhort all the brothers and sisters.
你在传福音的事上起头。
That you would preach the gospel.
这也是你的生命的一个操练。
And this is a calling of this new life within you.
一个生命成长的人。
Someone who is growing spiritually.
一个生命越来越成熟的人。
Someone who is maturing spiritually.
他一定是一个传福音的人。
He is one who preaches the gospel.
他里面一定有对世人，他有对人要有兴趣。
He needs to have a love for his fellow neighbor.
他里面一定有主的托付。
He has this burden, this calling from the Lord.
对，主的爱一定激励你。
And this love of Christ should constrain you.
你看见周遭世界这一片黑。
So you see all these lost sheep.
你看这一片小朋友都在玩游戏。
You see all these children playing games.
你不会觉得很那个好玩的方面。
You will no longer find it fun and entertaining.
你会觉得痛心啊。
You will find it painful.
你会觉得难过。
You'll be grieved.
你会觉得你要把他们，你要讲跟他们说什么。
You feel this desire within you to say something to them.
你很自然的。
It's very natural.
你觉得你要把你所有的。
You want to share what you have, everything that you have.
你所看见的。
Everything that you've seen.
主的话叫你看见的。
The things that God's word has allowed you to see.
因为你在光里头。
Because you are now in the light.
因为你看见他们在黑暗里头。
Because you see that they're in darkness.
你看见他们在捆绑里头。
You see that they're in bondage.
你看见他们在罪恶里头。
You see that they're living in their sin.
你看见他们在沉沦。
You see that they are lost.
你看见他们永远的结局是什么？
You see what's destined for them in eternity.
所以你有负担了。
So you have this burden.
所以你不再内向了。
So,
所以你开始改变了。
So now you are being changed.
基督的爱激励我们。
Christ's love constrains us.
让我们这些原来不配的人。
So that those of us who are unworthy.
今天我们能够成为福音的见证。
Today we can be sharers of the gospel.
能够成为主耶稣。的精兵
so that we can be soldiers of Christ,
能够荣耀他的名
to glorify his name.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们这些宝贝的 年轻弟兄姊妹
for these precious brothers and sisters,
我们宝贝两位的成人弟兄姊妹们
we treasure these precious brothers and sisters,
今天你们得到这宝贵的生命
that today you have received this precious life,
今天你们要起步以后成为神的见证人
that from this day forward you will be God's testimony,
成为神的教会的建造的材料
to be the materials to build God's house,
在这个世上来见证神的荣耀
to beWitnesses of God on this earth.
好，我们时间到，我们暂时先停在这里。
This concludes our sharing.
好吧，我们低头一些祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
是在靠着你爱子宝血的洁净。
It's truly by the covering of your Son's precious blood.
把我们这些人从罪恶世界里头拯救出来
that we could be saved out of this world and out of our sins
从世界分别出来
that we can be separated out of this world
从黑暗的权势里面拯救出来
that we can be rescued out of the domain of darkness
从祸坑淤泥中拯救出来
so we can be saved out of this wicked and perverse
我们感谢赞美你
generation we thank you and praise you
今天我们为着这受浸的弟兄姊妹感谢赞美主
we thank you and praise you Lord for the brothers and sisters who will be baptized
让我们这些弟兄姊妹真是一起头能够更多来爱慕主
that these brothers and sisters would love you even more
能够走在主的正路上
to walk on this
让他们一生成为侍奉主的人
that they would be a people who serves God
一生成为主生命的见证人
that all their life they would be a testimony to you
垂听我们的祷告
hear our prayer
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
we pray in Jesus' precious name Amen, Amen.